بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had mentioned the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to begin preaching and propagating the deen of Islam openly, that nothing should be concealed, nothing should be hidden. And thereafter Allah gave reassurance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas, Allah will protect you from the people, Allah will grant you safety, security. In other words, despite the best attempts of the enemies of Islam to take the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on various different occasions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him protection and his life was preserved and protected. In today's verse, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam to address the Yahud and Nasara and to remind them that despite them claiming to be followers of a divine religion, in the case of the Yahud, they were the followers of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and the Nasara were followers of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. And despite them holding claim to having divine books sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but now that the Qur'an has come, now that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come, if they do not accept the Qur'an, they do not follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then their religion will not be accepted from them in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this verse Allah says, قُلْ, that say, يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ, O people of the book, لَسْتُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ حَتَّى تُقِيمُ التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, that you have no grounds to stand on, you have no basis for what you are doing, until you uphold the Torah, the Injil, and that which has been given to you from your Lord. In other words, the Qur'an. So if you do not accept the Qur'an together with your books and your scriptures, then you have no grounds to stand on, and your way of life will not be accepted from you. And thereafter, Allah consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that despite this being said to these people, and despite so many proofs being sent to them, and the matter being clear to them, still many of them will not accept, they will turn away, they will not believe you, they will belie you, they will try to harm you. So you should not feel that this is your fault, that you could have done something differently. Rather, this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, وَلَا يَزِيدَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ تُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا, that which has been sent to you from your Lord will just cause many of them to increase in their transgression, in their disbelief. فَلَا تَأْسَ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, so O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not grieve, do not become saddened over this group who continue to disbelieve. In other words, don't take the burden upon yourself and feel as though you are to blame. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah now addresses the people and says that there still is a chance for those who adhere to some other faith to accept Islam, to accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if they do so, then they will get the same benefit as one who has been born a Muslim, regardless of how a person started off. But if he ends off with Iman, with belief in Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then in the hereafter he will be totally saved, he will find himself in Jannah. So Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالصَّابِئُونَ وَالنَّصَارَى مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, that indeed those who had Iman, as well as those who were of the Jewish faith, and the Sabians, this was a group who were prevalent in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Mufassirin have written that they would worship the stars, or they would hold the stars in great reverence, and they would claim to be following some divine religion as well. وَالنَّصَارَى, and those who adhere to the Christian faith. مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, those who will now believe in Allah and the last day, and of course, all the other tenets of faith in between, which includes belief in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, belief in Qur'an. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and they will now do righteous deeds. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, Allah now gives them two promises, two guarantees. We find that when a person thinks about leaving this world, then there are two worries, two concerns that a person will have. One is fear going into the unknown. What is going to happen in the future? It's something that he does not know about. So he has fear within his heart. So Allah says, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, this fear regarding the unknown will be removed from their hearts. Allah will grant them reassurance, contentment. And the second concern that a person will have is that he will be sad, or he will be consumed by grief over what he is leaving behind. That I'm going to leave my family, I'm leaving behind my property, my wealth. And there were so many things that I wanted to do that I didn't do in this world. So Allah says, this feeling of grief also, وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, they will not have grief within their hearts. In other words, Allah will grant them complete reassurance, contentment, happiness, and they will leave this world in this condition. So that there still is a chance, even for those who do not have iman, as long as they bring iman in Allah, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before they leave this world, then they will leave this world in a condition that Allah is happy with them. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.